In this bulletin, March for Justice organisers decline a meeting with the Prime Minister ahead of a rally against gendered violence. Christian Porter suing the ABC for defamation. And in sport, Australian footballer Sam Kerr kicking goals in the European Women's League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. More than 10,000 women are expected to march around the country in today's March for Justice rally against gendered violence and sexual assault. Only one female Liberal Party member, Bridget Archer, is expected to attend. Neither Scott Morrison nor the Minister for Women, Maurice Payne, will attend in person. The Prime Minister's office earlier invited up to four delegates to meet in private with Mr. Morrison and Ms. Payne. However, this offer was declined by organisers. Founder Janine Hendry has told Channel 7 the Prime Minister needs to listen to women in a public space.
Because one of the issues that we have with sexual assault is that it happens behind closed doors. And one of the things that we want is greater transparency around this issue. And for me to have a private meeting behind closed doors is not going to help to put this issue into the open. The Prime Minister needs to come out of his office, walk across the forecourt and listen to our voices. So the least he can do is come out and listen to us in a public space.
Lawyers for Christian Porter have confirmed he's launched federal court defamation proceedings against the ABC and journalist Louise Milligan over an online article regarding historical rape allegations. Mr. Porter is suing the public broadcaster for publishing what his lawyers say are false accusations against him in an online story that claimed he was the subject of historical rape allegations. His lawyers have accused the ABC of running a trial by media and Ms. Milligan of acting with malice, damaging Mr. Porter's reputation. Mr. Porter has taken indefinite mental health leave, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison maintains he'll be welcomed back into the Cabinet. Queensland has recorded six new cases of COVID-19. However, all of them are in quarantine. Genomic testing has confirmed a spread within the Grand Chancellor Hotel, as all three cases are linked. However, it's still unclear how. The first case from the hotel is linked to a doctor in Brisbane. However, the third case is another returned traveller on the same floor as the first case. Dr. Sonia Bennett from Queensland Health says more work is needed to understand how the spread occurred.
There's also a lot of work to understand what the event may have been. We've seen this before. We know that some people are highly infectious, and that is likely the case in this instance, and can transmit the virus through very little exposure. So there's a lot of work undergoing. We now have CCTV footage in that hotel that'll be reviewed. We'll interview various people and try and understand how the transmission event occurred. But in the meantime, the main thing is also to manage the public health risk.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says COVID-19 cases are surging in Papua New Guinea and it's a problem for Queensland and the Torres Strait Islands. Six returned travellers tested positive for the virus, two coming from PNG, all are in hotel quarantine. Ms. Palaszczuk says that out of 500 tests carried out by Queensland health officials in PNG, half were positive.
Papua New Guinea is on the doorstep of the Torres Strait and Queensland, and I hope that I'll be able to speak to the Prime Minister or the Prime Minister's office in the next 24 hours just to talk about our concerns there. Given our close proximity to Papua New Guinea, I do think it is something that we need to be very serious about.
To football, and Sam Kerr has another trophy to add to her list of achievements after scoring a hat-trick for Chelsea to retain the Women's League Cup title with a 6-0 hammering of Bristol City in the final. Kerr took just 90 seconds to put Chelsea ahead in the showdown at Watford's Vicarage Road. Well, now the weather across the country. Perth mostly sunny, 32. Adelaide cloudy and 22 degrees. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 21. Hobart, much the same, 20. Canberra, sunny and 22. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, mostly sunny, 23. Newcastle, possible shower and 21. Brisbane rain at times, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.